Welcome to the very first
with a very cozy crew:
Stephen Callis,
Agrippa,
Kaiser Maghead,
Gonzo Ryder,
Vito number 9,
Mary Mac,
Entourage,
Caroline,
Bazooka Fox,
Ben Gray is also here,
Kevlar Menace.
We're doing shots.
I'm kind of sick of all these rumors and people shitting their pants every time anybody says the word Verizon.
Oh, when's the iPhone coming on Verizon?
I don't know.
Ever. Never ever happen.
Pussy City Pimps.
Sounds amazing.
Overall, it's a fun game because you get to run around and beat people with anal beads and dildos. I mean, what more could you ask for?
So what you're saying is I should be playing Pussy City Pimps and not Minecraft.
Yes.
Okay.
You got $33 million for making the worst looking thing I've ever seen.
With green dicks.
Don't be a dick.
It's dick.
Speaking of dicks.
Welcome to episode 3.
Interrupting Calamu.
Oh, go fuck yourself, Kevlar. Yes, this is our 30th episode anniversary. We're off to a great start. Want to thank everybody who's listening live. Shut up. I'm doing an intro. We want to thank everybody who's listening live to us in the Ustream on this glorious, glorious evening, day. Okay.
Did you lose your place?
I lost my place. You threw me in a whatever.
I told you I was going to do it.
You got me all flustered.
Are you going to start over?
He did warn you, to be fair.
No, somebody, I'm not going to start over.
Somebody set up a somebody set up a teleprompter. I'm...
All right. Okay.
I'm Ron
Calendy?
Just start over from the top.
No, I'm not starting over. As you all probably know, we're going to have a really special intro to this. You probably just listened to it if you've downloaded the episode. If you're listening live, well, download the episode when it goes on iTunes or whatever. Awesome intro by Merrimack. Thank you to her for that. A lot of great moments in that intro. Anyway, on tonight's episode, all-star cast tonight, starting off with special guest, Ebone.
Thank you.
Hello. Okay.
Yeah, guys, I totally know how this works. I'm good. I got it.
It's coming from the guy who plays Rift through most of the episode.
I've never done that more than once.
Anyway, those other people you hear talking, starting off with Gonzo Ryder.
A podcast like a boss.
Yeah. Kevlar Menace is joining us
back Kalmu.
From his vacation from tornadoes.
Yep, and my child was born. I'm a dad. Yay me.
Yay! Yay you.
I'll drink to that.
Congratulations.
Our your first podcast, over. Baby. Is it our first podcast, baby?
I don't think it would have been appropriate to actually live tweet that or record it or put it on
YouTube. Don't act like you didn't try.
No, actually, wife just said just no. Ustream.
She looked at me just, like, used like, all the screaming for some like horror movie soundtrack.
Actually, there was a lot of anyway, before details go out there, I did suggest Ustream, and I got stared at like there was a penis growing out of my forehead.
That's something I would stare at for sure.
All right, next up is Benguin.
It is good to be back, and I just got home from the bar and Taco Bell, so if I start slurring my speech or
it's the Taco
chewing
Bell.
With my talking with
was
my
it
mouth
a combination
open,
pizza
or chewing food in my
Bell
mouth?
The important question.
That's why.
How else do you chew instead of your mouth?
Shut the fuck up, Steven. Don't make me angry, Benguin, right at the beginning of the episode.
And sad, depressed Benguin.
They're not that far.
Nobody loves me.
And lastly, it is veto number 9.
Completely fucking derailed. Haven't even gotten through the intros yet. This is going to be a good one.
Yeah, we have professionals, goddammit.
As the new guy, can I ask what happened to vetoes 1 through 8?
It's
no,
a small question.
It's a long
I've
story.
I've explained this multiple times.
It has to do with the beer.
He murdered them and stole their identity.
Works for me.
And that.
That's why he has a little red dot on top of his house on the sex offender registry.
Familywatchdog.us.
The unofficial sponsor of the Noisecast.
Of course, I am Steven, your unproud
depressed
to be your host.
Steven, never get a job after this, Callus.
Yeah, unemployed. forever unemployed.jpg. If you're in the Ustream right now and you're chatting it up, thank you, and feel free to chime in whenever you want with any questions, comments, suggestions, corrections, insults, or whatever have you.
Links included. If you have something cool to share, go ahead and share it. We'll take the credit for you.
Yes. All right. So, a lot of big news happened this week. Lots of big news. Actually, tonight marks the official day that the PlayStation Network is back up all over the world. After a 3-week outage.
Congratulations, all four of you.
I am one of those four people, yes. I'm excited.
All the folding at home nerds are just shaking in their boots right now.
Remember how Gizmodo, remember how White Noise had a folding at home group?
They still do, and I think Concord is the only one.
Is Concord?
Yeah.
I couldn't do it because it reminded me too much. The name was just laundry, and I hate doing laundry and folding things.
Well, I didn't mind doing it until I had all my old computers doing it at the same time, and it tripled my energy bill because both from energy consumption and it heated up the house.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah, if you've got one of the original PS3s, that thing eats as much electricity as a refrigerator.
Yeah, my wife was really pissed because I was doing it pretty much nonstop. For about a month, and it was all on my PS3. She was super heated.
That's why you do it during winter, so you replace your heating bill with the PS3.
Yeah, you know that doesn't work anywhere but San Diego.
Dude, we don't have winter over here.
Yeah,
we just
that's
have
a good point.
Sunny and
that's
slightly
my point.
Less sunny.
We have, I don't live there anymore. It's more like it's shorts weather or it's shorts and a hoodie weather.
Yeah, dude, I remember going to the airport in a soccer jersey and fucking wind pants like 3 days before Christmas. I really regretted that when I landed in Atlanta.
Any sorority girl, San Diego State University, is the hoodie with the denim miniskirt.
This is all very lovely. Back to the PlayStation Network.
No, we're talking about things people care about, Steven.
Zing.
I wanted to say, as we get back on topic, that if you do own the original PlayStation, the fat body, which I have, it says in the warranty that it's actually known that the PlayStation you're not supposed to leave on for long periods of time because it does overheat. And if it does get damaged from overheating by leaving it on for too long, it voids your warranty and you're screwed anyway.
It's not our fault we made a piece of shit that doesn't know how to dissipate heat properly.
So or at least or even have some kind of safety system set in to shut itself down when it overheats.
Like every other modern computer might. Yeah.
Like the Red Ring of Death for the Xbox?
No, the Red Ring of Death was not a shutdown. It was a post-shutdown issue.
It was a permit.
But at least Microsoft, you know, went and extended the warranty for the machines that were affected by it.
So what are the effects on everybody else now that the PlayStation Network is up? Is it business as usual, or do you think there's going to be some sort of backlash to all this?
Well, I still want to know what the hell happened to everybody's credit card information and everything else that got leaked out. Who ended up getting it, and what are they going to do with it?
Well, see, that shouldn't be too hard to change. You just say, you can call up your bank and say, if you have a decent enough bank that will actually change your credit card because you think it was compromised, you call them up and you say, hey, my credit card information was on the PlayStation Network and I would like a new number because I think it was compromised, and they should send you a new card number.
You say that, but it's not a huge pain in the ass either way.
It is. I've had my credit card number stolen like 4 times. It's a pain, but it's not the end of the world.
Look, quit visiting matureandyoungboys.com.
It's either a huge pain in the ass or somebody completely wrecks your credit. Which one would you prefer?
I prefer Xbox. That's what I prefer.
He says the guy that's been bitching about his PlayStation. Shut
he
up.
would like someone to come and wreck his ass. I think that's what he would like. Combine those two. Best of both worlds.
Tawny is saying in the chat that GameStop by her is actually no longer buying PS3s, used PS3s from people.
Oh, yeah. That's typical. They have too many of them.
Posing.
Well, no. It's just like back in San Diego, you go down by Oceanside, by the base, and you try to pawn your car stereo. They won't take it. They have racks and racks of subwoofers and amps that they will not buy anymore.
Yeah, because people buy shit they can't afford.
Yeah, and then try to pawn
constantly.
I just wanted to get rid of it for a decent price.
Is this going to? Is all this going to just really take a hit? Make Sony take a hit on its NGP, the next generation portable, and its upcoming tablets?
I don't know about tablets, unless they're tied to PSN. Not many people really associate PlayStation with the Sony computer brand.
You know, it's interesting because Sony has shot itself in the foot so many times in the last dozen years and still manages to recover every time. They have just the worst advertising and marketing campaigns. They managed to name, outside of the PlayStation system, they managed to name their, you know, audio players that use proprietary music formats, something like the X3VRS195, whereas, you know, no kid runs up to mom at Christmas saying, hey, mom, I really want that XV13X95 music player. And Sony still manages to survive all of it. It's if they're like Teflon.
Yeah, Sony has this weird, like, thing where suddenly everyone forgets everything they do wrong and keeps buying them.
I think it's kind of like, if you will, aperture science. They just kind of throw shit at the wall and see what sticks, and they have more than enough money to make it work.
Coming soon, the Sony combustible lemon.
Yes. And there's like 3 people listening, like, what the hell are they talking about? And there's one person like, ah, spoilers!
It's not a spoiler. If you're on the internet, you've heard it 3,000 times already. No,
exactly. But people are going to yell spoilers. I mean, people get mad when you spoil the end of Portal, the first one.
Okay, spoiler alert. The take may or may not have been lied. Just letting you guys know.
Well, suffice to say that there's actually nothing out there that is 100% foolproof secure. And there's actually been an increase in the amount of security breaches recently. Sony, Gawker, one that was tied with Amazon. What was it called? I forgot what it was called. The emails being leaked. There was another one. And actually, they said that they actually used Amazon's AWS to breach Sony, the PlayStation Network security, which is...
Yeah, I saw that. I saw an article on that today.
Well, wasn't the problem with the Sony thing that they were storing all that information in plain text? Like, it wasn't even encrypted or anything?
They were transmitting it in plain text. I don't know if they were storing it in plain text, but it was definitely being transmitted in plain text.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's the thing. Like, anyone will try to break into anything. Like, that's just how people are. But they didn't do the due diligence to protect themselves, and so that's why all that shit got exposed.
True.
And, you know, the fallout extends beyond the consumer level, too. The last article I read was that, you know, developers and game developers were, you know, out of money for online purchase games or upgrade purchases for existing games at additional levels. You know, they had, you know, 3 weeks down of actually income from that system.
Yeah, and people weren't buying new games anymore because they couldn't fucking play them.
Yeah, I want to know how Valve specifically is reacting to all this, because historically, if you followed the original release of the Orange Box, they were pretty much like, fuck the PlayStation, this thing's too hard to develop for. And then come release of Portal 2, they're like, all right, Sony's improved their game, we'll go ahead and give them all the cool shit. And then right as it releases, I think a few days before, the whole PSN debacle happens. And now I just got to wonder what they're thinking, like, well, maybe we shouldn't invest in the PlayStation Network anymore.
I don't think they give a shit.
If you're a moron like me who bought a copy of Portal 2 for the PS3 like the day the shit hit the fan, and then you go, oh, well, at least I'll be able to play it on Steam. And no, because you can't get on the PlayStation Network, you can't validate your copy, and you can't get on Steam too. So, they really shit the bed all over this one.
Yeah, I don't think Valve is really too worried about shitting the fan with the PlayStation, because they didn't. I mean, okay, so they released all these games, but that's not a majority of where they get their income. So it doesn't. I don't think it will affect them as it like Capcom. I think was claiming they lost like $30 million or something.
Well, yeah. What? I mean, my point being though that Valve basically they chose the PlayStation 3 as their horse to bet on with Portal 2, and it totally.
I still think they put more of their eggs in the PC basket.
Yeah.
That's their bread and butter.
That is.
I think what he's getting at is, why didn't they do the same thing with Xbox? Or why can't you buy the Xbox going version and
consider
play it on Steam?
Doing it with Xbox next time?
Yeah.
Of course, I definitely think about doing it with Xbox instead next time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what I don't understand how you're going to make Half-Life 2 Episode 3 or whatever the hell's coming out next. Multiplayer, but
yeah, that's all the Half-Life games really need to stay single player. I mean, they have the Half-Life Deathmatch, whatever the fuck it's called. That's a fucking terrible game.
It really is.
So we were talking about some games,
Steam and Xbox, yes. And some
all that
like
good
that.
Stuff. But we're switching gears now. Now ooh. We're back. Fresh start.
For those of you listening at home, not live, we just had a major malfunction, and now we're just going to forget it ever happened. That's why the conversation went to crap.
Exactly. Yes. Sober people might have remembered what we were talking about 2 minutes ago, but
none of them here.
None of them are here.
Right. I haven't had a drink in a couple of days. Don't you lump me in with you other allergies?
Hey! You know what? Just because you're going to some Dodge event with an open bar doesn't mean I can't indulge myself with quite a few beers right now.
All right, Google I/O Haps Week, and a lot of stuff happened in 2 days worth of Google developer news. Google Music, Honeycomb 3.1, Ice Cream Sandwich. Google Movies, automation, some labyrinth thing.
You know, for once, I think that the fact that you mispronounced the word was on purpose.
What sandwich?
On this Google stuff?
Yeah,
let me ask, as a non-Android user, does anything from I/O appeal to me?
Well, crickets. The thing that's kept me away from Android is, and there was a great article on the fragmentation on the website, on Noisecast, is this their inability with all the different pieces of hardware and different carriers to push out updates in a timely manner to everyone. And it seems from one of the big announcements that got most of a lot of the press that they're with coming up with Ice Cream Sandwich, they're going to vow to fix that.
But that doesn't necessarily carry over to other platforms.
I think that people who have been holding back from joining in with Android because of that reason may drop out of other platforms to go there now.
I agree.
I think that I could see that being an issue for some people, but that's more tech savvy people. Most people are not gonna, you know, your typical user is not going to consider all that when they're buying a phone. They just want something that has really cool looking advertisements.
They're gonna buy the fucking iPhone.
Well, problem number one is that fragmentation hasn't really been a big issue for like the last four iterations, because if you get a piece of software, most of the time, and by most of the time I mean like 90% of the time, it's going to work on your Android version, with the exception of something like Netflix, which just came out, just made itself available. I've got 2.3 on my Droid X. My wife has 2.2 on hers. Works on mine, doesn't work on hers. That's the first time I've seen that issue in the year that I've had my phone. Most of the time, the stuff is going to work. And another thing I was going to make a point about, I don't even remember, so it couldn't have been that important. Moving on.
But
wait a shit the bed.
The thing about fragmentation is, though, it's...
Oh, I know it.
Yes, it
is. Okay, tell us it's a secret.
No,
keep it secret, keep it safe.
It has nothing... The
problem... Shut up, Gandalf.
Had... nothing to do with Google, because Google would push it out on their own. They'd like, here's all of this stuff, and then it would go to the manufacturers, and then they would fuck with it and push it to the carriers, and then the carriers would sit on it and let it incubate for months for who the fuck knows why. So it wasn't Google's problem. So Google saying, hey, we're gonna fix it, doesn't really hold much water, because they weren't the ones causing the issue to begin with.
It may not affect the consumers directly, but it does affect developers, and it does affect actual things. Like, Gingerbread actually improves battery life on all phones.
Yes, it does.
Dramatically. So for a thing like that, Gingerbread, who has Gingerbread now? 1% of all Android users that are eligible have it. I mean, a battery life is a issue for everybody, consumer or not. Not being able to push Gingerbread out is a major thing. And also for developers now, they have to develop for everybody that's on Android 2.2, Android 2.3, 2.1, all the other bullshit, because they want to get as many people as possible to use their products. So it's bad for the developers, it's bad for the users in terms of functionality.
Well, I know we're talking about Android and all, but that's one of the things that Apple actually did for the industry that... really changed things a lot. It was basically they went in saying, fuck you, you're going to play by our rules, and we're going to put this shit out, and you're going to listen to us. So they could do... They weren't bending over to the telcos, whereas Google has so far been playing by the telcos' rules. And well, so hopefully now they'll start
It's not from that the Google's announcement. Playing with their rules. It's that the actual phone manufacturers are playing with the by the telcos' rules. Because the phone manufacturers are the ones that tweak Android to fit on each device. What Google needs to do is when they license the software for a specific version, they say you can only use this within X amount of time after the next update is released. After that, you cannot no longer use this and you have to go with a newer release.
Well, from the announcement, it sounds like Google has found some way to herd all of these cats into performing within a similar time frame, and how they're going to manage to actually pull it off in the real world is going to be interesting to watch unfold.
But that's a lot of cats.
Tell the companies, hey, quit fucking with the UI. You don't get to skin it and make it your all fancy special shit.
That's exactly what Microsoft said with Windows 7. This is it. Except for Nokia, nobody even gets to skin these.
And I think that would solve a lot of problems. Every time an update comes out, the phone companies have to take their time to come up with something new to make it their own and skin it, and just don't.
And that's what's interesting about the way AT&T's been late on pushing the Windows Phone 7 updates. It's still I will get the current update a whole lot sooner than a typical Android user will get. You know, what are they, like 6 months or 9 months behind on average for trying to catch up to the latest version?
For people that don't hack into their shit, yes.
Yeah, it took 3 months for AT&T to start pushing it to my phone, and my phone was the last phone out of all the Windows Phone 7 devices to get it.
And like somebody else said already, it hasn't really mattered to most of the end users because they're not tech heads. Until now, when you get a must-have app out there like Netflix, and all of a sudden you're told that, oh, you can't have that, by the way, because you don't have the latest operating system or even the second to latest operating system, That's what's going to piss people off.
Yep. That's a big turnoff, because that everyone was like, yeah, Netflix on Android, and then, what, like, 2-3 phones were supported? Or, sorry, the HTC phones and then the Nexus S were supported.
I think there was, like, 5 total.
Yeah. But then everyone else had to do a workaround on it.
Yeah, which is, even I mean, that's about 10% of the phone, of the Android phones in the market. There's probably 50 to 60 phones out there, and 5 phones can actually run this piece of must-have software.
Yeah, the only reason mine worked without me having to go in and fuck with the configuration file, the only reason is because I've got Gingerbread on my phone.
And if I had penis in your mouth.
That too. If I had been running 2.2, it wouldn't have worked at all. And I know this because I installed it on my wife's, and it comes up and it says, you can't use this on your phone, and then it shuts down the app.
And it doesn't even say, hey, you can't install this because you won't be able to use it?
No, it lets me install it with no problem. It installs with no issue whatsoever. It's when you try to open it. Yeah, when you try to open it, it tells you that you can't use it.
What a waste of my time by downloading it.
Well, the other thing they're doing with the fragmentation is they're going to say in the Android market, they're actually going to hide applications that you cannot install on your device. So well, Netflix, for example, if you're running Froyo, you won't even see it on the Android marketplace.
You would think that would have been an obvious thing to do from the get-go.
Well, if you've seen Android's content filters or content ratings for their applications, they make absolutely no sense. Like some apps are rated everybody, which of course is for everybody, but some are low maturity, medium maturity, and high maturity.
What?
Yeah.
You know, so teenagers,
this entire podcast
20-somethings
would be no maturity.
And senior citizens.
But does that mean that...
Senior citizens don't have cell phones, sir.
Does low maturity mean it's suitable for us?
Sorry, we're talking about Jitterbug.
Jitterbug. Okay, what about the CR48? The Chromebooks that are coming out for $349.
It's totally web-based. They could have put that on a tablet.
Is Google late to the netbook market with this stuff?
You know, I'm going to go back and say what I've kind of beaten this horse before in the past is that why is this real super big interest in the cloud? And I mean, and Google's Chromebook is based around the cloud, and Amazon's new cloud music store, and Apple's supposed coming cloud music store. Do you really want to stream all of your music to you? Doesn't everybody have a phone now that you can just carry pretty much every piece of music you have with you now? To put a laptop together that you absolutely have to have a Wi-Fi connection or it's kind of useless with only a 16 gigabyte hard drive just seems ridiculous in today's day and age. Would you go out and get an Acer netbook for $300 that's got a 250 gigabyte hard drive?
Exactly. Netbooks, I have a netbook. That's what I use most of the time just because I sit and fiddle with it in front of the TV. But it's by no means something that I would use if I actually needed to compute anything. I tried to write a paper on it, and I about shot myself in the face.
Yeah, I had a netbook for a while, the MSI Wind, and it was fun to, you know, dink around on, but I couldn't get anything done, so I got rid of it.
Well, and two, about the cloud thing, it's like we were talking about last week, I think Caroline brought it up, was 99.9% uptime, it's still not enough for me. I know it's only 0.1% of the time I won't be able to use it, but I need 110% uptime. So until that happens, which maybe it never will, I'm not going to totally throw my weight behind the cloud.
Well, unless there's a constant, I mean, like, I think it was Ebon that was saying, unless you have a Wi-Fi connection that you can actually connect to everywhere you go with it, you know, it's stupid to buy something that completely relies on the cloud, that has a really lame file management system, and that you have to either pay for Wi-Fi or, you know, get the 3G version. It's retarded that you have to have that to use that.
Would it be good for students, though, that they're doing the whole, $30 a month?
No, and that's only for businesses. Businesses and schools can buy them. And then it's supported for, I believe, 3 years for $20 a month. But the consumer side, is you pay the flat fee.
Well, and that's why I'm trying to figure out who's behind the whole cloud idea or the Chromebook, because it sounds to me like the telecoms would be the ones that would be behind it, because they would want to sell you some kind of continuous 3G service so that you could always be connected. Other than that, I don't understand why that would be better than, like I said, than just a netbook with a full-size keyboard or a MacBook Air or something like that actually provides you a full computer experience in case you're, on the subway where you don't have Wi-Fi.
Well, we're coming to it with the whole cloud thing. We're coming to an impasse, believe it or not. And it's everybody's pushing for the cloud, but at the same time, carriers, wireless and landline carriers, are throttling your bandwidth and limiting you to certain things.
So, which is really lazy of them.
Which you're going to get to the point if you're using a device like the Chromebook or whatnot, and you're streaming all your music and all your movies from the cloud. At what point does push become shove, and the wireless carriers just say, you know what, fuck you, no, it's 250 megs or 250 gigs, and go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I've raged about this before, which it's basically yesterday's thinking for tomorrow's problems. It's totally backwards of where we should be going, and it's only going to, I forgot words, but be bad for future development.
Bad things, savage angerdom.
You're forgetting the words. I have a dictionary over here for you.
It's the telecoms and the cable services and the DSL providers. It should be thinking about how can we open up this bandwidth even a little more, new and interesting ideas and ways to get, the pipeline into the house or to devices, instead of saying, well, the only answer is to throttle back. Even throttling back is not going to help, because, there's 310 million people in the United States alone. Everybody, in the next 10 years is going to have a smartphone. There won't be a dumb phone. We'll all be data connected all the time. And just putting caps on things is not going to work.
Well, see, the thing is, bandwidth needs to become a utility, like electricity or heat or water or whatever. But the providers don't want that to happen because they make all their money off of extra services. So they're going to try to impede us and make us buy extra shit.
Well, and that leads into the case then, do we get into some kind of like governmental regulation of the bandwidth, where, you've got governmental regulation of the telecom, of the utilities, gas, electric, lights, so that, the consumer doesn't get gouged.
Yeah, exactly. But then that opens up a whole other can of worms about, being controlled by the government and censorship and yada, yada, yada. So there's really no... From where I'm looking at it, there's no clear answer which way we should go, but it's a real tricky problem for sure.
Which leads me back to, why the hell do I want everything in the cloud when bandwidth is going to be limited, it's going to be more expensive, it's going to be more congested, and the fact that everybody's going to put everything on the cloud and you're going to stream your music to you everywhere you go instead of just putting it on your phone? I mean, RAM is a hell of a lot cheaper now.
Flash memory is going ridiculously down in price right now. The only reason I want connectivity on my phone is for updates, which for me is Twitter, which that can't be that much, bandwidth, and new games. And I could download music on my phone if I really chose to. I don't have a Zune pass because I don't feel like paying for it, so I just wait to get home.
Well, see, my feeling, and I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way, is I like streaming and I like being able to access things from the cloud, but I never want to rely on it. So if I can do it, that's good, but I still want local backups.
Exactly. I want my music to be mine. I don't want it to reside somewhere else permanently. I can change the music on my phone day to day, however I choose. That's fine. It doesn't take that much effort. It syncs automatically overnight. That's fine. I don't want to have to rely on it coming in over, 3G service kind of out in the boonies where I live.
Well, and not to mention when we all went over to, MP3 files from, and maybe I'm just an old guy here, but when we went to MP3 files from using CDs, everybody was complaining about, the MP3, if you don't, it's a loss type format. It's not lossless. The sound is so crappy. You're corrupting the music, and that's nothing compared to how shitty it's going to sound if you're going to stream everything.
Well, actually, yeah. if you use the Cloud Player, the Amazon Cloud Player, the streaming is actually the same exact quality. Because the streaming, it doesn't actually stream it. It downloads it to your device. And then it plays like a buffer as it's downloading. So it's downloading.
That's what streaming pretty much is.
You got served.
That's what streaming has been for online music and video for, I don't know, since it started. That's why it says buffering on Windows Media Player back when it was,
but it would download chunks. It would download chunks. It wouldn't download the full file.
But you can't tell me that it's downloading it in a completely lossless format like you would get if you ripped it in a lossless format from a CD.
What you're going to do is you're going to find a way to have a walking or a mobile record player so you can hear it with all the clicks and pops. Music whores are going to do music whore things. They're going to have their Sennheisers around their neck, and they're going to be carrying a fucking record player with a monkey cranking it.
That'd be fucking awesome. That is some next-level hipster shit right there.
Oh, yeah. You got the little organ grinder monkey going with you everywhere instead of having a Game Boy around your neck.
You've got a Victrola on wheels with the monkey cranking it.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, man, you know, you haven't listened to music until you've heard it from a 78 RPM Victrola with a chimpanzee cranking it, man. That's the best.
I got an Edison wax cylinder I listen to my music from.
Oh, that was one of my best, like, blooper videos I've ever seen on the internet, where the guy, like, has the Edison disc and he breaks it. It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, wasn't that on Tech TV or something like that?
Yeah, I don't remember where it was at.
Oh, it's like a priceless Edison disc.
They just got talking about how like priceless it is and it's one of a kind. And as soon as they finish that, dude breaks it.
It like breaks his hand and he just kind of looks at it. And the guy's like, well, that happens sometimes. And this guy's like clearly heartbroken that he broke like a one of a kind priceless artifact.
Oh, man. It's wax. What the hell are you doing with it in your hand?
Anyway, back to the point, though. Sorry, Steven. I was just going to say... No, I'm not. But anyway, sometimes like there's a song I really want to hear like right now, right? So I'll bring it up on YouTube. But every time I do that, I can't help but think, man, this sounds like shit. If I had it stored on my phone with all my other music, it would sound a lot better.
See, that's your problem because you don't have a way to play HD YouTube videos that have better quality.
That's what you get for using an iPhone.
On the topic of music, LimeWire is dishing.
Now we bashed Android and Apple. We talk about how Microsoft is really just fuck up Skype.
You can wait for Steven to get to it on the fucking list.
New guy. Man. I skipped an item. Shit.
Oh, yeah. This font looks bigger than normal. Forgot to cover that.
Yeah, I was perplexed by the larger font. I am a simpleton.
This is the first time I've ever felt that I have absolutely zero control
over
these people.
Oh, great. No,
you always feel that way. It's wonderful. Just not until later in the episode, usually.
Yeah, we got off to a rockin' fucking start.
So, LimeWire is settling for $105 million instead of, like, the $65 trillion that the RIA originally wanted.
Well, you know, that's the thing that tells me their argument is so full of shit, is because they'll be like, we demand $3 billion from you. I don't have it. How about $7? All right, we'll take $7.
And that
can somebody tell me where LimeWire made their money in the first place?
LimeWire Pro or whatever the fuck it was called.
And advertise. I always got a kick out of when I used to use LimeWire, downloading LimeWire Pro on LimeWire and then installing that.
Okay, that was the best. Except I would do that on Kazaa. Way back in the day.
Okay, you fucking
I think you're probably on BearShare.
Look, LimeWire and Kazaa are... Both of them were just asking for viruses. I can't tell you how many nasty files I pulled out of there.
No, I can say I got a bunch from. I used to use WinMX. I really infected my computer.
Yeah, it was like every month or so I would just reinstall Windows. I had no programs on it. I just had the install disk. I just completely wipe, reinstall, download the new, you know, updates to the malware, and then plug my external in, scan the external. Half of the external would be erased because it was infected, and then I'd just do it again.
What was the one that was that came after Napster, but it was on the same BearShare user? Or all those, was it like Nutella?
Nutella. Started with G.
Nutella. Nutella. Yeah.
What, Nutella?
It's actually pronounced Gnutella for Steven. I'll mispronounce it for him.
Well, Nutella is actually quite delicious, especially if you put it on bread. It's really good.
Shut the fuck up. This is America. We don't eat that shit.
Hey, I'm going to agree with Steven for once. It is delicious.
Usually I would side with Gonzo, but that shit is fucking amazing.
You don't know shit about shit. We don't eat that shit down here.
Come on, it's chocolate peanut butter. You can't get any better than that.
It's hazelnut chocolate.
A crepe with Nutella, bananas, and walnuts.
You mean
a
crepe? It's called a crepe here in America.
You just had to fuck it up.
Yeah, you had me to walnuts, you fucking communist.
Bananas and nuts. Why would you do this?
Why don't you just put
Nutella on a dick if you want
You guys are too young to remember Kugel, which was the precursor to Nutella, which was like flavored peanut butter, like strawberry and banana and orange flavored peanut butter.
That sounds disgusting.
The fuck?
Yeah, it was disgusting. That's why it's still
I'm glad I missed out on that.
Wow. I don't remember.
I am no longer the old guy.
Oh, no.
No, Vito, you will always be the old guy.
No, you're just the old guy on the porch.
Get off my lawn!
Actually, goddamn kids. We're all old people on the porch, and then we just have one old guy now.
But I'm not old. I don't even have a porch. That was stupid.
To appease the old guy, we'll talk about Windows or Microsoft buying Skype for $8.5 billion.
Microskype?
I prefer the Skynet, Skype.net.
Yes. So, Ebon, what do you believe that Microsoft is going to totally butt bang this thing in the butt?
Well, butt bang.
Because that's Microsoft's MO when they buy somebody.
I don't know. Microsoft has really been. It seems that they've been kind of changing the way. True, in the past, they have horrible track records with being on top of what is actually wanted by the consumer. They happen to provide the most popular OS, but other than that, they don't really seem to know what people want. Recently, it seems like they've been more in tune with what people actually want, and that's what they're trying to sell them. They're not trying to dictate what people want. That's just me.
Yeah, I had the same argument
with
my uncle a couple months ago. I tried telling him that he needed to install Microsoft Security Essentials on his Windows XP laptop because he was using like three different malware programs.
Ew.
And they were all free, right?
And he was also using the paid version of McAfee or McAfee, however you want to pronounce it. I was like, why don't you just install Microsoft Security Essentials? He said, because it's Microsoft and it sucks.
It's like people who don't update.
And get rid of the software.
No, that's when you put them on like some ridiculously ghetto version of Linux and be like, this isn't Microsoft.
There you go. Here's the most fucked up version of Linux I could find.
Hey, I don't have to worry about viruses. Oh, no, Linux is fun, but if you pick the right one to get someone to shut up about it, like I have Damn Small Linux is a really fun one because you can't do anything with it. And I think it's like 500 megs or something stupid when it's installed. It's a recovery OS. That's what I use it for. But this shit's. It's. If you pick the right one and say, this is what most computing would be if Microsoft, you know, didn't play so heavy with the OS, with the UI.
Puppy Linux? There's a thing. Tawny is saying Puppy Linux in the chat. Puppy Linux?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Bestiality Linux.
Well, you know, all the Ubuntu distros are named after animals.
Yeah.
Well, and their mascot's a fucking penguin.
You can't use them in Florida anymore. Remember last podcast? It's illegal.
I remember now.
Yeah, you can't have sex with animals in Florida anymore.
Damn it, Google Chrome.
Note to self, cancel Florida trip.
You made that note to all of us. Just saying.
Yeah, I hate
because we all had Florida trip planned.
You know what? That joke right there made him sound...
I'm not going anymore because of that.
That joke made him sound even more like ponies. Because that's something that ponies would say.
Your face is something ponies would say.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Really,
Vito, I really want to hear you say that the iPhone 4S will never, ever, ever, ever come to Sprint or T-Mobile.
Hey, I saw something to say about Skype. Back up.
God Steve. Damn it.
God.
Way to hold up the whole fucking show, man.
I was just going to say, if anyone remembers...
Raise your hand if
like,
you care what Benjamin has to say.
Everyone is raising their hand.
I don't see any hands.
Information and things I say.
Okay, dang it. Who ruined it?
Somebody's anyways, family. I was just going to say real quick that I don't know how Microsoft
talking,
could
go
fuck
pee.
It up anymore because Skype has already fucked themselves up so much. If anyone remembers back to episode 6 or whatever it was, where Skype 5 is fucking horrible.
Is that the one where Captain Kirk leaves his room for the last time?
Maybe.
What a reference.
But Skype is fucking... Oh, the newest version of Skype is the worst thing
ever. It just surprised me
because
I thought for sure Google was going to buy Skype.
Well, there was an article that said...
It seems to fit more into Google's world domination plan.
There was an article I read the other day that actually Google was thinking about it, and they were having like a board meeting, and I guess like Eric Schmidt was all about it. You know, he's like, everybody's talking about it, and then Larry Page comes up and says like, starts asking these questions and everybody knows the answer is no to. And then he's like, nobody wants, this is the most fucking fucked up shit I've ever seen. And like Schmidt just got up and walked out of the room and everybody just ditched the plan right there.
Google drama.
But does it not seem like part of Google's world domination plan that they would also, or Facebook? I thought one of the two of them was going to buy Skype. I really didn't peg it to be Microsoft.
Well, remember years ago when eBay bought Skype and then they were like, fuck this, and they sold it? Yeah, that happened.
Didn't Skype turn around and just buy itself? It gave eBay money and said, fuck it, we don't want to be with you anymore, and
yeah,
it sold out.
They had a divorce.
It was more of a breakup.
You don't pay money in a breakup. You pay money in a divorce.
No, you pay. It's kind of like, I'm moving out. Here's my share of the rent for this week. Or this month.
Well, you're quite the gentleman, sir. That's not something I would do.
I'd just move out and be like, hey, don't stick your dick in a toaster.
So your significant other had a dick to stick in a toaster?
On occasion. Only on alternate Tuesdays. No.
No. On occasion.
Some special occasion.
Apparently, this week in Noisecast News, Vito is a fan of strap-ons.
Are we doing a smear campaign against Vito, like Facebook did to Google?
I don't know. Probably.
What a segue you have there.
Yeah, actually, that was a pretty good one. And the whole... Yeah, go ahead, continue your segue. I'll let you finish it.
All right, Kanye, shut the fuck up.
So yeah, it turns out that Facebook had hired a bunch of PR people to talk about how Google is very anti-privacy and really bad, and it reveals all your personal information. This is coming from a company that relies on everybody's personal information and broadcasts it. Thoughts on this?
As I said in the roundup I did on it, where... Hello, Pot.
Nobody reads your roundups.
Yeah, except you, and you commented on it, and you messed up a pot. The pot calling the kettle black. You called it a teapot and like something stupid. Oh no, you're stupid. That's the end of the story.
I forget the punchline, but you're an idiot.
More or less. But
continue.
It's pretty much why is Facebook attacking Google when everyone knows, you know, that Facebook has screwed up a lot. Facebook is trying to take the pressure off them in terms of privacy screw-ups and put it at Google.
I see it like a guy basically saying, I know I'm an asshole, but look at that dude over there. Come on, guys.
That's pretty much exactly what it was.
That sounds like our podcast.
Pretty much.
No, I'm
by the way, Vito's an asshole.
I don't think you're going to get an argument out of that one.
Former FCC rep Meredith Baker is also an asshole because a few months after approving the Comcast NBC deal, she turns around, joins Comcast, worked for them as an executive. How bullshit
is
that?
It's like they're not even trying to hide their collusion anymore. She's like, yeah, whatever. We're in each
other's podcast. Word of the week is collusion. We like small words here on the Noisecast, but Ben is going to make you smarter.
Yeah, you got to dumb it down for Texas over there, Ben.
I'm there in your home state, Vito.
We've been over this. I moved out for a reason.
Okay, and in case anyone was wondering, Steven said nice touch with a bucket and tea pourer when it was actually a pot and a kettle.
Bucket is like a fucking bucket.
Okay, teapot and the kettle. Pot calls the kettle black. Have you never heard that?
I thought a kettle was an actual thing that's like round. It looks like a bucket.
That's the bucket. The kettle is the bucket.
You know what? I'm pretty sure Steven has just adopted this persona of getting things wrong, and he's playing into it now for our benefit.
I don't care. It's entertaining as hell.
I got your back, Steven. Don't worry. No one has to know how much of an idiot you are.
I'm reading a dictionary this weekend, so fuck you guys.
You're eating a dick this weekend? Sorry, you broke up.
Damn you, team speak.
I'm in full professional mode tonight.
I'm glad.
Hey, what were we talking about? FCC?
FCC.
I told my wife about this podcast. She's like, oh, I can't wait to listen to it. It'll be really entertaining, I'm sure. And I thought,
yeah.
Oh, the thing about that is we forgot to hit record, and it didn't record. So don't try to download it. It's corrupted.
Yeah, it just went all bad. It was nothing happened, honey. Really, I probably was just in there masturbating. Don't worry.
Probably. You should just say you were.
Probably about it.
Anyway, back to Meredith Baker.
Comcast and
back to Bernie.
Should there be some sort of federal non-compete clause or something like that, saying that if you do work for a government regulatory agency, you can't turn around and start working for person that you regulate?
See, the issue with that is a lot of the new modern, like FCC, they're pulling a lot from the whole, you know, internet boom. A lot of the people on the boards are people in the know. They're trying to pull people from companies and get them on these regulatory boards. So it would kind of be the bucket and the tea pourer, where like you can work for them and then come work for us, but you can't work for us and then go work for them. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, so pretty much this just reek of just.
I think the American people should call them on it
so badly that it's just sickening. I mean, basically, we're admitting that. She sold her vote to approve this merger so that she could go and get a nice cush job afterwards. So what the hell is she doing representing the public's interest when obviously she was only representing her own interest?
It's a very valid argument, and it leaves a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth. And the story has sort of died. Nobody seems to have pursued it or anything of that sort.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, not enough people care about it, and they're just kind of letting things like this happen. Until eventually, we're just totally fucked over in terms of the internet. We're in the pockets of the companies, and we can't do anything about it.
We're still on the post Obama is dead, and people over in another country who are whiter than we are got married euphoria.
Yeah, I'm going to go back with you misspoke and said Obama is dead.
But don't worry, so many people fucked that up that it's not even funny.
Yeah, it's even funnier when you see the YouTube clips of the news, like local news people.
Yeah, one of our local news here in San Diego did it that night.
Was it Ron Burgundy? I bet it was Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, and then he put a question mark at the end. Asshole.
Obama is dead?
No, disclaimer, that's not news on this podcast. It's not real.
How about the porno on his hard drive? That's a tech story, isn't it?
That's what probably crashed my external hard drive, which I'm trying to recover. I feel really awkward about telling my company, the company, to restore it.
All of your porn or all of...
You know, I guarantee that they get more than enough porn in their business.
Yeah, but this is some pretty freaky stuff.
They probably...
all of them.
It's got one of the original copies of One Night in Calais.
He edited all the videos to put his own face on top of all the actors.
and we mean all of them, male and female, in the same scene.
It's better than masturbating in front of a mirror.
How do you know I do that?
Okay.
We all know you do that, Kilbo.
Okay, we've had our fair share of dick jokes for this episode. So we're talking about malware now. Windows 7 infection rates are 5 times lower than that of XP, and suddenly there's a Mac malware virus that's going around on Google Images. But Macs don't get viruses.
Yes, they do.
Oh, shit. Our day's coming, guys. Yeah. We better fucking stop being pious about it.
Okay, so instead of bashing the whole Mac virus thing, what are your alternatives for using antivirus or anti-malware on a Mac?
Not being a jackass and just not downloading stupid shit.
There you go.
Using
and Mac. By the way, it works on Windows, too. It's cross-platform.
Yep.
I thought it was more interesting that did it come from the Microsoft business unit or something that released those statistics that, you know, it's kind of like saying, hey, you know, my latest girlfriend has 7% less STDs than my last two girlfriend had. You're really not going out on a limb saying great things about yourself here.
And I'd like to know,
analogy, if it's your girlfriend now, didn't you then pass on those STDs to her, meaning she's now an evil?
Well, not if you were careful.
No, you might have wrapped it up, man. Not everyone goes around boning people willy-nilly like you.
Well, then you all haven't lived.
You don't know how to double bag that shit or something.
I just think that, you know, if Microsoft wanted to release something, they'd say, like, hey, we are, you know, working to be 100% virus-free or something other than just, like, yeah, this one has less shit than the last shit that we had.
Well, see, if they said, well, we're working to be virus-free, then shows like this one and people like us would say, oh, well, they're just putting a political spin on it and blah, well, how much less, you know? So they can't fucking win. They make it as detailed as they can, and people are going to either take it and run with it or shit all over it. You chose to shit on it.
This is true.
Wow, I think that was Vito's one moment of clarity for the podcast.
That's why we can't have nice things.
Have we ever had anything nice?
No.
Not as long as I've been here.
Not as long as I've been here.
Well, Mike, going on the whole...
I hate you.
Going on the whole, Microsoft is trying to improve its stuff and be nicer and all that crazy talk. Kevlar, why don't you give us a rundown on WP7, the Mango update that's coming for Windows Phone?
Yeah, apparently the Windows Dev Podcast is... They met and did their podcasting this week, and there's been quite a bit more awesome. That link goes back to the topic list. I'm a winner. Basically, there's a whole bunch of new features that they're integrating into the actual OS, one of them being turn-by-turn navigation is going to be part of Windows Phone 7. There's also going to be integrated IM, both Facebook chat and Windows Messenger for whatever reason. And I think AOL is going to be in there as well. Let's see what else was in there. They're just putting a whole bunch of new stuff in there. They're changing the way the lock screen works. If you're playing music, it'll play the artist, the album art from it. obviously for Mango, they're still working on the integration of multitasking and what apps can run under other apps and whether or not they'll actually be able to produce, like keep running stuff like Pandora or Slacker Radio. We'll be able to run behind another app, stuff like that. Let's see if I can find the link because I screwed up and lost it. So,
okay, and that note, it's time for WTF news.
Oh, yeah. Here comes the cool little techno song. Let's all dance. Really bad. Oh, wait, that only happens in post. The noise makes it
rad. Okay. What the fuck? All right, first and foremost.
Oh, I found it.
God
no,
damn it.
We're
on WTF News. You put your shit all over us.
See the show notes for his link.
You are shitting on my dick, sir, and I don't appreciate it.
Never mind. Chrome crashed again. I can't show you the link.
That's what you get for pulling your dick out around Kevlar. You should know better.
I should know better. You're right. It's the seven beers I've had that are clouding my judgment.
Carry on with your news. A Cleveland man from Cleveland, Texas, was attacked by a house cat, and the man tried to fight back with a knife, but it turns out that didn't really work so well because the cat,
cat
kicked his ass so bad that the man had taken to by an air ambulance. He had to be airlifted to a hospital to treat
an air ambulance. Helicopters.
It says air ambulance. It's not me making it up. But
that's funny.
At some point during the attack, the man and the cat reportedly were injured by a knife the man was holding.
He couldn't fend off Mr. Whiskers.
Well, I guess we can say that that cat wasn't a pussy.
Hey-o!
It wasn't me this time. That's the bad joke.
I was hoping that's
true. The only thing that was left out of that article was how much alcohol was consumed to be part of that story. Because,
well, considering he's in East Texas, a lot.
A lot. Considering I spend way too much time in Texas, a lot.
Well, I thought you're mainly in West Texas.
For the most part, but you know, you can't get into Texas without flying in. There's nowhere decent to fly into Texas in the western part except Lubbock, and it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, but see, East Texas is pretty much like the dirty south corner, like the northeast area of Texas. They're just dumb and backwards. Kind of like Vito.
Says the guy that moved.
I hadn't picked him in like 5 minutes, so. Yeah.
Well, moral of the story, don't bring a cat to the knife fight.
Indeed.
Fuck that. I am going to bring a cat to a knife fight. Don't bring a knife to a cat fight.
Or don't bring a kettle to a pot fight. Oh, shit. Never mind.
Don't bring a bucket to a kettle fight.
To a tea pourer fight.
Fuck it.
Episode 30, buckets and tea pourers.
God. Okay, so if you try to kill somebody try to rob somebody with an intent to kill, you're going to get 30 years in. Are you really that obsessed with Larry Bird's jersey number to actually tell a judge, you know what, can I have 33 instead? Because I'm a big fan of Larry Bird.
Yeah, absolutely ridiculous.
Hey, those guys from Oklahoma, right? They have a different way of thinking over there.
Oklahoma, Eric Torpy is a bird man. Haha,
bird
nice.
Brain.
Bird brain.
It's fuck
written
it up.
In English. A teleprompter wouldn't help you, sir.
Steven's beyond help at this point.
Yeah.
Well, and you know the guy sitting there going, I'll show this judge. I'll just be a dick and I'll tell him I want even more time. And then, like, he's in jail for a month and realizes, oh, this is really fucked in here.
The last sentence of that says, after sharing a 10-foot by 15-foot cell for the last 6 years, Torpy regrets asking for the extra time.
Where's your Larry Bird now?
Now that I do have the time, I regret. I recently have wisened up. And they didn't add the quotes at the end, which kind of bothers me.
Can you tell the judge that he changed his favorite player to Michael Jordan?
Only one. Right now.
And by the way, if you could possibly keep the guys from pounding me in the ass for that extra 3 years, I'd really, really appreciate it. That's it? Not even a crickets? Nope. Nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. Well, comments like that are usually common around here.
We talk about ass pounding an awful lot for a bunch of
people. When Kevlar and Vita are on at the same time, it's an ass pounding fest.
And just wait till Agrippa gets on. It's a total love fest.
Oh God, Agrippa, he's in the chat. Welcome, Agrippa. So next story. Oh God, Florida. We can't have a WTF news about Florida.
Oh, our favorite. We need to.
Okay, so I don't know. I guess I'll just read this.
Good luck with that. It worked out well last time.
Oh, fuck you. So, 37-year-old woman was arrested for driving while shaving her bikini area. But she was being careful. Her ex-husband was steering the wheel while she was shaving down there. The reason for shaving was because she was going to meet her boyfriend and wanted to be ready for the occasion.
She couldn't do it before he left the house.
Steering, why not just let him drive?
How about he's the best ex-husband in the world?
He's a fucking pussy. That's what he is.
I guess it's good news for the boyfriend that she didn't shave for the ex-husband. She shaved for the boyfriend.
Well, and of course, if you saw the article too, the picture that accompanied it, it's never anybody who you would want to see in that situation either.
Indeed.
Hold on, nobody was seriously hurt. Wait for it. Oh God, you were right.
She looks like my high school. She couldn't abide her roots
while she was driving too.
Really, Ben? You're talking about dying roots.
Look, those things are like 3 inches long.
Okay, no. There's an issue here. It's beyond the dyed roots. It's the fact that you were pointing out roots.
Just
I know. I know you used to have long hair, and you own a straightener. But come on.
Come on, dude. I live in Southern California. We're all a little bit gay.
Wait a minute there. And I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that Ben and I are the only ones in this group here that have actually met in real life.
Nope.
I met Agrippa.
Bird, kill it. Oh, it flew off.
Oh, okay, that's the new title for this episode. Episode 30. Oh, spiders.
Dude, I'm sitting here looking at the mic and all of a sudden this spider comes dangling in front of me.
And move it, man. It eats all the insects that would otherwise be drinking your blood while you sleep.
It's more for you than you are, Mississippi. Then.
There's no insects living in my house.
Oh, crap. That's because of the spider. And you just fucking killed it. Way to go.
I'd love to argue with that logic, but it sounds pretty sound.
Okay, back to your theory, your complaints about her not dyeing her hair.
Oh, basically, long story short, she's ugly. That's what I was trying to say.
Too long didn't read version. This lady's ugly.
Okay. All right. This next story was actually turned out to be a fake.
It's pronounced hoax, not hoax.
I said fake. The next story turns out to be a fake, but apparently a Brazilian woman who has a really bad issue of being turned on and horny all the time and having the need to masturbate constantly up to 47 times a day, she is quoted saying.
She's got to be raw down there.
Yeah, that's when she knew it wasn't normal. She was granted a permission to masturbate at work in order to cure whatever the hell it is she cures.
Horniness. So wait, this was fake?
Yeah, but it's fake. Who cares? It was
proven wrong?
It was fake. I'm just...
So we have absolutely nothing to talk about here.
Okay, yes, it was fake. And also, Rebecca Black is not pregnant, Agrippa.
Well, actually, I guess the bigger story about the Rebecca Black thing...
I'm glad you used the podcast to announce that one thing
on
a
regular topic list, just because it shows how retarded CNN's iReport is and how people will believe anything they fucking see on the internet.
Yeah. All right. So Rebecca Black isn't pregnant. Justin Bieber isn't dead. Women
that link doesn't even work anymore.
People. Women can't masturbate at work. So, well, they can, just go to the bathroom. But this one's actually pretty WTF. A woman who was blinded by acid is pretty much allowed to pour acid into the eyes of the person who blinded her to begin with.
Fuck dude, yeah. Awesome.
An eye for an eye. That's biblical.
Yeah, if you read the article, what happened was this woman was going to school with this guy, and for 2 years, he was being a complete fucking creeper, like coming up to her saying, "You have to marry me. I'll fucking kill you. You have to say yes." And you know, naturally, she's like, "Yeah,
this
you know,
school in Louisiana."
Think... This was in Iran.
Oh, Iran
or Iran.
Kevlar out.
I don't give a fuck how you want to pronounce it. You know what I'm talking about. It was over there. And it was. So it was in West, not America.
I just wanted to make sure it wasn't Kevlar we're talking about.
I'm not in Louisiana, you fucker.
Might as well be.
So one day she's leaving work. She gets to a bus stop and she, you know how you get that feeling that somebody's behind you? She turns around and fucking dude is standing there, throws a bucket of acid in her face.
Are you sure it wasn't a
right in her face?
Bucket of acid.
You sure it wasn't a kettle?
It wasn't a kettle.
Or a kettle.
It could have been a kettle. But
black?
Whatever it was enough to completely scar up her face. And because that's the joke, Steven. Shut up.
If you were an American, you would know the Americanism.
So then the actual punishment is 5 drops of acid. 5 drops of acid in each eye. To blind him. So he's still going to have his face, and the woman is saying that she doesn't want to do it as sort of an eye for an eye kind of thing. It's not for revenge. She wants to do it to make sure that he doesn't do the same thing to anybody else, which I kind of...
Isn't like jail like a better option?
No, actually, I kind of like the fact that she's allowed to pour acid in his eyes.
Yeah, me too.
I think that's pretty fair.
But blinding him doesn't necessarily stop him from throwing acid at people. He just doesn't know who he's throwing it at anymore.
Yeah, well, it's a lot easier to dodge if, you know, you just get behind the guy. And he's like, oh, fuck you! And then he throws acid at the wall.
Got his superpowers? It's acid in the face?
It's awful that he did that to begin with, but using that, like, eye for an eye revenge sort of thing, it's like...
Okay, fine, Gandhi, okay, shut the fuck up.
No, it's like me saying to you, okay, you got some dude, you know, butt raped you, and payback is for you to butt rape him back.
No, it's only a small percentage, so it wouldn't be the full rape, it'd just be kind of like poking him in the butt.
Oh, you poke an
inch. Just a tip.
Yeah, if the balls don't touch, you're okay?
Yeah. That's the rule.
That's the logic, and it's perplexing.
But if you look at a lot of the news that comes out of this area of the world with the old school laws, there's a lot of stuff like this that goes on, and this is probably the most female friendly verdict that I've seen in the news come out of there in a while.
Oh yeah.
Most of them is, oh, she was raped, stone her for cheating on her husband.
It's shitty. It really is.
Yeah.
But
more power to anyway. You, keep on rocking in the free world.
This is one of those.
It's not the free world, Gonzo.
I can pretend.
This is one of those massive retaliation things. I mean, if you know that doing something, like if you go to steal something, and you know that you're gonna get your fucking hand chopped off if you're caught stealing, that's a pretty big fucking deterrent to not snatch something that doesn't belong to you.
You know, there was an ancient Spartan king that his idea for crime was he created a jail that only had one cell, and whenever somebody else committed a crime, they'd kill the guy in the jail cell and put the other guy in, and within like 3 months, there was no more crime.
Because there was nobody else in the town. It was just the king.
Was that one of the deleted scenes from 300? I must have missed it.
Man, Leonidas was a total badass.
Everything I know about ancient Greece comes from that movie.
It's much more awesome as the ancient Greece than just that movie.
In fact, we should stop giving Steven so much shit. He's going to kick us into a well.
Good thing you don't use well water here.
They do. Oh, wait, some Vito places does. Do.
My grandmother uses well water.
I do.
Yeah. Well, it's not smells. A well in the ground. It's an artesian well.
What's an artesian well?
It's an artistic one, Steven. Don't worry about it.
It bubbles right up to the surface. You don't have to pump it so much.
Yeah. It just comes out of the ground.
Natural sparkling water.
It's not that sparkling.
Oh, yeah. We've got another piece of news from the...
Yeah, our cameras and new guns. There's an article from Gizmodo.
No. Cameras can't kill people.
No,
your logic is flawed.
But it can ruin their reputations.
I don't give a shit. Reputations are meaningless.
That's typical stupid Gawker headline. The issue is that there are three states outlawing filming of police officers in any situation, on-duty officers.
It's nothing new. I mean, Illinois has been doing that forever.
Illinois doesn't count. Illinois is screwed up. Illinois is like the place that, you know, it makes Alabama look like a great place to live.
If you're doing something that's going to fuck up your reputation, you deserve to have your reputation fucked.
Exactly.
It's what we call asking for it. If you're fucking doing it, then you really don't give that much of a fuck about your reputation to begin with. You're supposed to do the right thing because it's the right thing to do, not because you know somebody's watching.
Thank you, Spike Lee.
Vito.
Come on, do the right thing. No, nothing.
I got it. I left because I got it.
No.
I'm cultured that way.
Shut the fuck up.
Motherfucker watches one Spike Lee movie and suddenly he thinks he's cultured.
Dude, I fucking love Mookie. And Rosie Perez and all that stuff. It was a good movie. And Sal, the pizza dude. Great movie, man. That's a sum up of Do a Right Thing. Like movie summary.
Hey, am I cultured now for hearing that summary? Does that make me cultured?
When you move out of Alabama, you will be.
Oh, he got you. Cool.
Yeah, I will give you that point.
I wish.
You have to pronounce it correctly.
How do you just pronounce Bama. Alabama?
Alabama.
It's just Bama.
Oh, God.
He's down there in Alabama, you know, doing that thing.
Down here in Alabama, you know, doing my thing. I'm going to water out front and sit here on my porch and just talk to you guys on podcast.
I ain't going to tell you to shut the fuck up.
Actually, I want to hear Vito's Alabama accent.
Well, if it didn't come out on the last podcast where we were drinking heavily, it's not going to come out.
I don't remember the last podcast I was on.
We didn't know about you trying to get laid. I'm telling you, Alabama accent.
72.5 was, or 27 point, one of those.
That was 72 and a half.
The 27.5 was us being ridiculously drunk, and there was no country accent there. At least I don't think there was.
No, that was just Keller being ridiculously drunk.
No, Vito was drunk too. I was drunk.
Sound like it.
We're getting drunk.
You two were so drunk, I don't remember that episode.
he got drunk by osmosis.
On that note, is there anything
that would basically mean that he got drunk by laying up against me and it passed from my body to his?
You're saying that didn't happen?
Not this time.
I disagree. I think it happened.
Oh, somebody just added something to the topic list. Rim issues recall on 1,000 BlackBerry playbooks.
Oh, so yeah. If you buy your BlackBerry at Target, your playbook at Target, it's probably...
No, I think...
Tables.
They had Staples. That it, Staples, yeah, like you couldn't accept the user agreement. So
yeah, they both have red. Staples, Target, it's the same store.
Target, yeah, don't try to jerk it up, boy.
It's another misstep by Rim here. They're really riding on a wave of missteps here.
Yeah.
By the way, their advertisement for the playbook is effing annoying. It consists
worse
entirely
than the
of
the iPad advertisements.
Yes, because the song is like fish.
Oh, you where they put you
fish. The entire advertisement. It's like cheesy music, and then like the chorus goes flash.
Dude, it's not
like
cheesy music. It's Queen. They just have really shitty editing.
Whatever. It sounds really bad.
Did AT&T finally allow the download of the app for the Playbook tablet that will allow you to sync it with your BlackBerry. They'd initially blocked that, and without being able to sync it with BlackBerry, it kind of was a paperweight.
I have no idea. I don't think that many... I mean, obviously, like, they recalled 1,000 of them. That doesn't seem like very many of them.
Well, they only sold, like, 5,000 or 50,000.
Yeah, exactly. So I doubt AT&T even bothered to look at, you know, that sort of thing.
I mean, and this goes back to, like, the days of the Palm Folio debacle when they were, you know, we were going to make this little connected little book that goes with your phone, but basically a paperweight unless you have your phone with you. And it just seems like, you know, another misstep. And then RIM announces 2 weeks ago that, you know, they're going to come out with a new OS, but it's not going to work on any existing hardware, and basically fuck you if you bought a torch or a...
That's more or less what
anything
happened
else
with...
in the last 6 months.
More or less what happened with the 6. It only worked on the most recent iterations of hardware.
And except it's buggy as hell, and they were supposed to fix it, but now we'll just make a new OS for new hardware.
Yep, they better make a superstar, or they might as well fold up shop.
I think they need to just take the Sega route and just develop software for the other platforms and stop making hardware.
No, that's the problem.
Yeah, their software sucks. That's really lacking.
Yeah,
their hardware isn't great.
Yeah. Hardware isn't nice. Hardware is decent.
Not perfect.
Well, when I say software, I meant stuff like
their email. I finally got fed up trying to fix my wife's torch, and it gave her my old iPhone, and she's now a convert.
Good for her.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I'm not a huge fan of what BlackBerry's become, especially with everyone else is pushing quite heavily forward, and I think that BlackBerry is now caught up to about the first iPhone level of smartphones, with the exception of their security software, but all that does is take it, you know, forever to boot for the typical consumer.
The thing with BlackBerry is that it never was a consumer company. It was originally, everything they did was for business, with BBM, with enterprise servers. It just happened that consumers picked on with BBM. It never really was geared towards consumers.
Well, BBM is nice.
And consumers picked it up because it was convenient. And now BlackBerry's in a position where they're like, well, shit, we were an enterprise company all this time, and now we have to convert ourselves into being both enterprise and consumer oriented. And they don't know how to do that.
And they're losing both.
Because that they're trying to do well. Both. Yeah.
It kind of makes me sad, because I really like my BlackBerry, but it does have its shortcomings, and there are a lot of them.
Well, on that note, it's time to close the podcast. Time to wrap it up.
I'd like to say sorry, you guys. I was late to get things started. I had the wrong login, and I was sitting in some other channel by myself, talking to myself.
Don't worry, we haven't
because
started
you
the
being
podcast.
Late takes the heat off me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we haven't started a podcast on time that I recall ever.
Surely there had to be one. Everybody gets one.
Yeah, the first one probably.
No. Well, I don't even think the first one counts as anything, but maybe.
On that note, let's wrap it up. Yay! Episode 30. Episode 30 is over. We're moving to bigger and better things nowadays. With 31.
Like 31.
Yes.
It's one more.
It's like 30, and then another one came up.
We will actually try to improve our podcast sessions with more.
One better.
More interruption.
Higher numbers, more interruptions. Yeah, that's what's coming up with.
Interrupting Calmo.
Shut the fuck up. That's the most annoying thing in the world.
Okay, so... For those who don't know, which if you don't know by now, you should know, but you can visit us at thenoisecast.com, where we write stuff and make comments on what we think is right and stuff. I don't know what else we do on there. We just write stuff. And, of course, twitter.com/noisecast. Hit us up with all your links, emails, comments, etc. Don't forget to visit our noise draft on the website every Sunday this week.
The whole year we're going to talk about who we're going to bone.
Yes, We talked about tech executives that we would repopulate the Earth with. Some interesting choices. Feel free to continue the draft in the comments. On tonight's episode, we had Ebone. You're supposed to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
God's a writer.
I don't have anything. I'm drunk.
All right. Penguin.
Biting. It's like kissing, but there's a winner.
You stole that from Agrippa.
I stole that from Doctor Who. All right.
Oh, never mind then. As you were.
Veto number 9.
Hooray.
Fucking Kevlar.
Fucking Kevlar.
Fucking Kevlar. And me, of course. Tune in next time, same place, for another wonderful episode, episode 31 of The Noisecast.
Disclaimer, wonderfulness is not guaranteed.
Yeah, that's a fucking truth. Noisecast.
Get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.